Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We go from an event that just happened revolving around food to one that's coming up next week. And that is Pancakes for Pawnee. And joining us here for a few minutes is Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's good to have you. I'm trying to stay warm. Of course, it's a little chilly out.
To say the least.
Yeah. Well, you know, one good way of warming up, and I don't know what the forecast is next Tuesday, but is going out to Early Edition. It's not going to be warmer, I don't think, but definitely going to be a fun celebration because we're going to be celebrating Pancakes for Pawnee.
Absolutely. You know, actually, I'm looking at the Weather Channel right now, and it looks like we're going to have a warm front on Tuesday. The high is expected to be 9 degrees.
Nine. Wow.
And I call that a warm front because if the Weather Channel is right, Tuesday will be the warmest day in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Well, so it'll be a great day to get out for pancakes.
I saw Dave's about to say something here.
Well, I was about to give her the forecast, but, you know, she beat me to it, although I use a different resource and I had a different number. But when it's that cold, it really doesn't make that much difference, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
But the pancakes and the sausage will be warm.
They will be. And imagine that those hot, fresh pancakes off of the Early Edition griddle. And, you know, they have that melty butter all over them with hot maple syrup and sausage. You really can't beat a better cold weather evening meal than that.
No, you can't. And I know it's a little different than in years past. It's the third year for the event. It's all going to be strictly to go, as I understand, right?
That's right. Because of COVID, we've decided that this isn't the year to have the dine-in option available. So we're going to be offering pancakes two different ways. We'll be offering curbside pickup, and we'll also be offering free delivery if you live in Manhattan. So I think the important things to know about that are that if you want to stay in your warm home and have those pancakes delivered to you, then you'll need to purchase your tickets before noon on Monday, February 15th. You don't have to purchase your tickets before noon on Monday, February 15th, if you intend to do the curbside pickup option. But if you want to have the pancakes delivered to you, you will need to get them ordered before that deadline on Monday, February 15th.
Are you seeing a lot of people opting for the delivery option? I don't know if you can share those stats with us yet or not.
I really don't know, Brandon. I think that we have seen some ticket sales for the free delivery option, but I really don't know what the number of people who have requested that at this point are. I tell you, if I didn't have to get out, I would certainly be very tempted to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's a great fundraiser, and this is obviously helping out a lot for Pawnee. I think last year we said it was around $17,000 raised, something like that.
Yes. It's
a big deal for Pawnee.
It is a big deal for Pawnee, and we started it 3 years ago. We were looking for an opportunity to bring the community together, to have a good time, but to also raise some financial support for services for people who don't have the ability to pay for their care. And so all of the funds that are raised from Pancakes for Pawnee go to help provide services to children, youth, young adults, adults who don't have health insurance or who don't have the ability to pay the fees that they are being charged for their services. So it's a great resource. It really is making a difference in the lives of people in the community. who don't have the capacity to pay for the services that they need.
You know, it's a great fundraiser, but it's also a great way to raise awareness about mental health and letting people know that Pawnee Mental Health is here in Manhattan. And I know that you guys do a lot of great work out there. Can you talk a little bit about these youth suicide prevention videos you've got produced and will be distributing?
Yes. We have recently produced 3 30-second videos, and so they really have the feel more of a 30-second kind of a commercial. And these videos are the result of a grant that we received from the Tower Foundation in 2019. And what spurred that on was that Attorney General Derek Schmidt and the Tower Mental Health Foundation were looking at data about youth suicide. And what they saw in the data was that suicide was the second leading cause of death in American children ages 10 to 14 and in young adults ages 15 to 24. And so they felt it was really important, and we agree, to do something to try to have a impact on this. And so in 2019, the Tower Foundation awarded $65,000 statewide for grants to raise awareness and education on youth suicide prevention. And their only requirement was that, or I should say one of their requirements was that grant proposals had to be replicable and shareable. And so Pawnee received a grant of $5,500 to develop and then promote these suicide prevention videos for children, youth, and young adults. And so we have 3 30-second spots. You know, they all have a common theme, which is basically that suicide cannot be undone, and that we all have a role in suicide prevention. And that even if we feel inadequate and unsure of what to say to somebody who we're concerned about, we shouldn't be afraid to get involved. We shouldn't be afraid to have a conversation, to talk to that individual, to see if there's something that we can do to help. And so those 3 videos have been produced. They are on our YouTube, and they are also on our website. And so we are encouraging people to visit our YouTube, visit our website, and they're able to, and we would like for people to share these 30-second videos. Again, in keeping with the Tower Foundation's priority to get the word of suicide prevention out, we want individuals, organizations, any group that has an interest in lending their voice to this cause of suicide prevention, we encourage them to get out there, to download the videos. If they need to access those videos in some other way, they could contact us at the email address marketing@pawnee.org. And we would love to be able to help them get the word out about suicide prevention.
Okay, great. Well, we'll look for those. And again, encourage people to get their tickets now. If they want delivery, do so by noon on Monday for Pancakes for Pawnee. The event is Tuesday at an early edition, and that's just the one location, right? The one there on Kimball.
That's right. West, early edition West in the Candlewood Shopping Center. And a shout out to our lead sponsors, BHS Construction, Burnett Automotive, Schilling Construction, UMB, and Early Edition.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Appreciate the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks so much, Brandon.